We're going to begin this hour by talking about an event that's going to be happening in Raleigh tomorrow. It's Advocacy Day for the North Carolina AIDS Action Network. Every year, I head to the General Assembly for a day of advocacy to raise awareness and try to get legislation moving forward on a variety of issues related to the treatment and prevention of HIV. And we are joined here in the studio by a couple special guests. Lee Starrow is the Executive Director of the North Carolina AIDS Action Network. NCAAN.org is the website. And we've also got Marvin Anderson from the Southern AIDS Coalition in town to participate in AIDS Advocacy Day in Raleigh as well. Lee, Marvin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So tell us about Advocacy Day. What is it? What is it going to entail?
Yeah, so HIV Speaks on Jones Street is certainly one of my favorite days. We get a host every year. We have about 75 advocates roaming across the state. We had a group leave Asheville earlier this morning who drove all the way to Raleigh, some folks roaming from the coast, and a lot of the communities in between. Folks living with HIV, medical providers, and other allies all really coming together to speak out on some important issues. This year, we're going to be focusing on two priorities. The first is the priority of a lot of public health organizations and our state, closing the Medicaid coverage gap and expanding Medicaid. And then secondly, we're going to be looking to increasing appropriations to address broad communicable disease. So hepatitis, HIV, increasing access to pre-exposure prophylaxis, the HIV prevention medication, hoping to see an increased government appropriation this year.
And it's also not just a day to advocate for things that haven't happened yet, but also to celebrate achievements that have already been made. What are some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in a lot of ways, HIV work is still challenging to do in North Carolina and in other southern states, but we have a lot we can celebrate in North Carolina, too. We've been able to increase access to health insurance for folks living with HIV through our HIV Medication Assistance Program. North Carolina changed and modernized our HIV criminal law a couple years ago to account for new science around viral suppression. So there's a lot that's brought political leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, together to do this work in North Carolina.
And it's not just bringing people in from across the state, but bringing people in from outside as well, including Marvin Anderson. How far in are you coming from for this tomorrow?
I'm from based in Birmingham, Alabama, and so I'm happy to be here at Southern AIDS Coalition. We are a regional organization. We focus on the HIV work in the South, specifically to destigmatize communities, bring awareness, and also we support organizations like NCAN. They're one of our partners of our hands group, HIV and Advocacy Network partners in the South. And so we're just really happy to be here. Nick does, Lee does amazing work. Nick is my executive director.
Nick does great.
So, I'm thinking about him like, is he listening? I better get this stuff right. So I'm thinking about him. But Lee does an amazing job with NCAN here. And so I am really, really glad to be here to support and participate and have a hand in Jones Street on tomorrow.
And what should people know about the state of the fight against AIDS across the South and in North Carolina?
Well, the first thing that we should know is we should know that the South is gravely affected and disproportionately affected by the HIV epidemic. And we must increase our awareness education in the South, and we have a lot of work to do. And we can do that by being supportive of organizations like NCAN. And whether you are have been affected or affected by HIV and AIDS, I think it's very important that we learn how to become allies in this fight because, you know, we are one another and we are a synergetic community. And so it may not have affected you directly, but intersectionally it has. And so when I say intersectionally, there are many issues that collide with this fight with HIV in the South. And I think that becoming an ally or an ambassador or an advocate in alignment with organizations like NCAN would be most helpful.
And we all live in communities that are affected and we all live in a world that's affected too. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So again, speaking with Lee Starrow, Marvin Anderson, Advocacy Day at the General Assembly tomorrow. HIV Speaks on Jones Street is the name of it. And again, NCAAN.org for more information. What are some of the goals that you're hoping to achieve, not just tomorrow, but just sort of in general? What are the kind of the tangible goals that you're looking to achieve this year?
Yeah, so certainly our policy issues, as I talked about earlier, expanding Medicaid. We know that expanding Medicaid really is a critical tool we need, not just to support folks living with HIV, but increase access to prevention services like pre-exposure prophylaxis to low-income individuals in North Carolina. We've been a part of a drumbeat talking about Medicaid expansion for many, many years and are really thrilled that we're getting some good traction on that issue this year. I think one of the other things events like HIV Speaks on Jones Street does is do some of the work Marvin talked about around rejecting stigma.
Yeah.
You know, we often hear from our advocates that one of the greatest things that newly diagnosed folks face sometimes is that there is just such a sense of shame and stigma affiliated with an HIV diagnosis. And when we as a community can lift people up,
yes,
can celebrate advocacy work, we're going to have several people living with HIV talk about the power of sharing your story during our program tomorrow. You know, that's the type of work that really can change individuals' mindsets and change the tone of the epidemic in the South.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, and I actually piggyback and back those same sentiments. At least, and as an individual and in person with a lived experience of living with HIV, and doing this work and being an advocate, and part of the leg of the work that we do at Southern AIDS Coalition is we go into communities and we find communities and organizations who can rally together advocates of those individuals who may have been doing this work or may have a desire to do this work, and also individuals who may be newly diagnosed and need to have an opportunity to deal with stigma. Because we have several layers of stigma, right? We have the stigma that comes from the communities around us, but then we have this internalized stigma that Lee was talking about, where we feel ashamed. And I've been there, you know, I've lived that space. And so I'm excited, and when Lee and I were talking on the way to the station, I'm excited to be in that room tomorrow to be able to look into the faces of those advocates. And during my little spiel, I want to be able to ignite something in them to say, listen, you have a voice, and even though it seems very fearful and shame, but if once you stand up in your truth and stand up in who you are, you can really be effective. And I think we have to be the individuals to add voice and put wind beneath their wings to make this happen.
How have you seen that change, and how have you seen that not change over the last few years?
Oh, so I can go on and on about, since one of the things that I do, I have an opportunity. I'm a communications manager, but I've had the opportunity to work in the community engagement department and go into the community, and we have pilot interventions that we do. One of them, the Lead Academy, and another one is a Unity workshop. And so we get to go in, right, and we go in, we talk to a room of advocates, we teach them advocacy and leadership skills, and then we do this destigmatizing workshop. Then we leave them, and we let them go out and work for a little while, and then we go back, and we say, okay, let's measure, and let's see, what have you done? And I'm telling you, we're in that cycle now where we're going back to look into the same faces of the quiet, timid, passive individuals, and they're on fire doing events and just taking their communities by storm. And so when you ask me the question, do I see change? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be because we're doing this work. And so, again, NCAN, we got to get behind them. So if you're in this community and you hear this, you got to be supportive of the work you're doing.
And these are conversations that can really make a difference and move the dial. And Lee, I don't know, we talk about this every single year, but you think about homosexuality and you think about AIDS as such a hot button issue, but you've gone to Raleigh for advocacy days and you make it a public health issue, and you've had the experience of having some really productive conversations with people on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we wouldn't have had a number of the political wins we've had over the last 4 years if we didn't work with folks on both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good time to just give a plug to share a little bit more about the change in the HIV criminal law I referenced earlier. North Carolina actually has the most forward-thinking and progressive HIV criminal law in the South right now. Our new law went into effect in 2018 and states that if you are living with HIV and are virally suppressed, which means that you are in care and have been in care for 6 months, we know that that individual legally can't, scientifically, medically can't transmit HIV. And our new law states that those individuals legally are not required to disclose their status to other folks who they're engaging in sexual intercourse with. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we recommend and think that all people should disclose, right? That if you're having sex, you should talk to your partner about whether you've been tested, whether you've not been tested. But what we also know is that when people who are living with HIV face that greater judicial legal burden, especially when they can't transmit, when they are in care and aren't going to transmit, we're reinforcing stigma and we're putting cases in the criminal law system that just don't need to be there. That's a hard issue to talk about. It's a really hard issue to talk about in the South, but we're really proud to have been able to change that law last year.
Speaking with Lee Starr and Marvin Anderson, we're talking about HIV Speaks on Jones Street Advocacy Day tomorrow at the General Assembly. And again, ncaan.org for more information on the North Carolina AIDS Action Network and the different ways in which you can support it, including next week, Monday. And I know we're going to be talking about this later on in the week anyway, but a cool event coming up in about a week as well, right?
Yeah, for folks who are in Chapel Hill, Playmakers Repertory Company hosts a fundraiser for us called Broadway Twisted every year that supports both NCAN and Broadway Care Equity Fight AIDS. That event is Monday, March 18th at Local 506, and you can buy tickets in advance on their website.
And we've been every year, and it's always a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, we're going to have one of our board members and a couple musicians performing on the show in WCHL later in the week to talk more in depth.
Yep. No karaoke for you?
I will not be performing.
It's beyond karaoke, though. They get the musical director from Playmakers up on stage.
I'm going to have to talk to your team and your board, because if they're not making you get a microphone, Lee, that is, like, not good, because when... Wherever we go, we all across the country doing this work, and whenever Lee shows up, like, those who don't want to, I'm not one of those people, wink, wink, but if you don't want to do karaoke, you better not pass Lee in a corridor, hallway, anything, because you will be doing karaoke that night. But yeah.
Does he do karaoke, or is it just, like, other people that he persuades to do karaoke?
Oh, no, he does it. He lives what he speaks and preaches, so you can count on that, yeah.
There's a fun tradition that when Southern HIV advocates get together regionally across the South, we find out the best karaoke bar in the community.
Nice.
And moments like that, I think, are a reminder that
they're needed.
Personal interactions, joy, fun, like, that's an important part of this work, just as much as formal meetings like tomorrow will be.
Yeah.
Other things that people need to know about the day tomorrow, other upcoming events, ways that people can support or be allies?
Yeah, so for tomorrow, if you are listening to this and are feeling moved to come join us, it is not too late. You can hear Marvin speak tomorrow. We kick off at the North Carolina Museum of History. You can officially actually register if you go to the event tab on the NCAN website. But honestly, you could just show up to the North Carolina Museum of History. Registration opens at 8 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll have breakfast provided and a program that begins at 8:45.
Awesome. Marvin?
Yeah, so, tomorrow is also a red out day. So I made sure that when I came, we're going to, make a sea of red, which is the actual color for HIV awareness. And just to make sure that if you are listening, if you can come, then absolutely. But if you can't, then, I'm sure Lee would not mind me saying to go to ncan.org and make contributions. And if you don't have a financial contribution, just a word of encouragement and empowerment could help us continue this work and this fight in our community.
NCAAN.org is the website for the North Carolina AIDS Action Network. For the Southern AIDS Coalition, Marvin, what's the website?
It's southernaidscoalition.org. And please visit it, and we have a lot of good information there. If you're in a community and, if you know someone who's in the South who may not be in Carolina, but other states in the South too, we have grant-making opportunities that we can extend and you can apply for your community. Just a lot of great work and a lot of great things going on, and we certainly want to be a part of this work in the South.
And again, HIV Speaks on Jones Street is tomorrow beginning at 8 in the morning, right downtown. And again, ncaan.org for more on that. And don't miss Broadway Twisted next week, Monday at Local 506. That's in the evening. Absolutely not to be missed. And we'll have more on that coming up later on in the week as well. Lee Starr and Marvin Anderson, thank you so much for being with us
today.
And
thank you. Yeah. I mean, we follow each other in West. And each year, since I've been with Southern AIDS Coalition, I follow Lee and Jones Street each year. They're right here in the studio with you. So thank you and the Hill and WCHL for being a part of this work, because if we have no voice and no platform, people won't know. So thank you all so much as well.